From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents and U.S. defense officials indicate the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields in their defense of the Iraqi city Mosul. President Obama acknowledges the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Iraq's second biggest city will not be easy, but will be successful.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
A U.S. defense official says more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying about 28,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in their push to take back Mosul. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages. Senior Kurdish official Hoshyar Zabari said speed is the key.
To prevent, to avoid a major humanitarian exodus or complexities that nobody needs. So really nobody has a definitive time when it will end, but I think there is a clear understanding we should do it, not to, in a hasty way or a rushed way, but in a planned way, to do it as soon as possible.
Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from some 3,000 to 5,000. The long-awaited offensive, which kicked off Monday, is backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition, also Sunni tribal forces and Shia militia. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has signed a decree for his government to pull out of the International Criminal Court. It follows Parliament's overwhelming vote last week. Earlier this year, the ICC opened an investigation into political violence that gripped the nation since Mr. Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian aircraft have halted airstrikes on the rebel-held sectors of Aleppo as they prepare for a brief unilateral humanitarian pause in their assault. It will allow anti-government fighters, as well as the sick and wounded, to leave. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said a longer pause is needed for humanitarian efforts.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause. That is what we need. We also need it in order to prepare ourselves to actually do such operations.
The pause in operations Thursday is to last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time. The Taliban has denied reports of secret meetings with Afghan officials. The Guardian newspaper quotes anonymous Afghan officials and sources within the insurgency as confirming at least two interactions in September and October. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said negotiations are the only way out of the conflict.
We believe that a peace accord is really the primary or the only pathway to ensuring peace and stability long-term in Afghanistan.
A preliminary round of negotiations between the warring sides took place in Pakistan more than a year ago, but broke down after it was discovered that Taliban chief Mullah Omar had been dead for over 2 years. Chaos reigned in Hong Kong's legislature Wednesday, where dozens of pro-Beijing lawmakers walked out, preventing the swearing-in of two pro-independence activists. They're among a handful of lawmakers elected last month in a ballot seen as a pushback to what is widely viewed as China's tightening grip on the semi-autonomous city. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is hosting a meeting with Russian, Ukrainian, and French leaders Wednesday in Berlin to reactivate the stalled Minsk peace accords to end the fighting in Ukraine. But President Petro Poroshenko says he has low expectations for the meeting, called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to do two things.
First, to withdraw the Russian occupation of troops and weapons. And second, to give up to us the control and the uncontrolled part of Ukraine and Russia.
The Minsk agreement helped reduce fighting, but has not reached a political settlement. The main opposition party in Democratic Republic of Congo has rejected a deal that keeps President Joseph Kabila in power to April 2018. The UDP has called it a flagrant violation of the Constitution and has called for general strike Wednesday. A Soyuz rocket carrying two Russians and an American is headed toward the International Space Station after lifting off from Kazakhstan. Meanwhile, two Chinese astronauts have docked with a space laboratory for a 30-day mission. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.